opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, welcome to KCNR 1460 Hump Day. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
I am in Sacramento getting ready to attend the California Highway Patrol Citizens Advisory Board quarterly meeting. I am so happy that you are there today.
Well, I am excited to be here other than on a Thursday. This is wonderful.
Well, I'll be back with you tomorrow, too.
Yes. We have lots to talk about when you get back.
Oh, we do. We do. And today with the Economic Development Corporation, Bob Seth is going to be talking about, you know, the new businesses rolling around in IT, and then we've got a couple of different other people coming in, so you're going to have a busy, busy day, but welcome to everybody. Phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, so hop in the chat room.
All right, Carl, and you drive safe and have a productive meeting. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
You got it. Have a great day.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So welcome, everyone. As you have just heard, it is Wednesday, not Thursday, and this is Trish Clark. Carl's in Sacramento today, so we're going to do our best to entertain you and give you good information along the way, hopefully. It's 67 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. We're looking for a high today of 98, low overnight of 65. Continue with the very hazy, smoky weather, sunny then hazy through the rest of the week until I get control of that fire, I think. Tomorrow we're looking for a high of 99, another low of 65. On Friday we're looking for 102 degrees and then cooling down to about 65 again. And on Sunday we're looking for a high, and then it should start to maybe start to cool down into next week. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated, and they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And once again, if you've got something you'd like to add to the show, please give us a call at 605-4567. So I've been, I want to share a little bit with you. I did my first cruise last week a little over a week. And took the inland cruise from Seattle up to Alaska. And a lot of people I know have taken that cruise, and many have taken it many, many times. Certainly can see why they would do that, because it is an absolutely beautiful part of our country and lots to see and lots to do. I'm not sure that cruising is absolutely my favorite type of traveling. But certainly it was an experience I'll not soon forget. There's so much to do, and that aboard a big ship like that, for those of you who haven't done that, I think mostly what you do is you eat and you drink and you eat and you drink and you walk and you eat and you drink and gamble and see a few shows and then you eat and you drink. I think you need to kind of really relax when you get back and catch up and get back to a normal lifestyle. Great service. I live alone, and so I'm not used to having coffee and brought to me in my bed in the morning and all those great people just taking care of your every whim. So now I go home and got to do it all for myself. Do want to share with you a few of the experiences we did. You know, they've got those great glacier rides. You've been up there, Bob, have you not?
I have not. Brenda has been up to Ketchikan and that neck of the woods, but that's on my bucket list, is to make that voyage up past Vancouver and all along the Inland Passage.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to say, boy, some really beautiful, beautiful country and a great way to observe all of it from the sea. We went into, and of course in Ketchikan, that was all about, I've been to Ketchikan before, and we didn't do any excursions as such, but we did add extremely to their economy. They've got great jewelry stores and beautiful opportunities to spend a lot of money, and the four of us did a good job of adding to the economy of Ketchikan. We laughed because we just needed to go back to the boat before we completely ran out of money and didn't have any money left for the rest of the whole cruise, because that was like our first day in port. It was great. And then we went into Juneau, and we did what they call the Tracy Arm Ford glacier exploring trip. And, wow, just absolutely incredible. We got into almost a school of humpback whales. They were rolling and giving us such a show, and they said that, and we also saw an orca, a killer whale, right in the same vicinity, and they say that's very unusual. You very, very rarely see both species at one time. And then we went on, and we did, yeah, also in Juneau, we did zip lining. Okay, so
I saw your Facebook post on that.
Well, I have to tell you, I love the zipping. Not so crazy about the stopping. That was, I mean, you're coming at a pretty good pace on when you're going through the hills. Excuse me, I'm going to pull a Hillary here. You're zipping along pretty good, and there were 10 runs. I mean, some of them really long, and you're really moving along, but you know at the end of that zip, there's a great big tree, and you've got to maneuver, you've got to stop yourself, you've got to get there, or you end up hanging out in the middle of nowhere. But when you get there, you've got to get on that pedestal and grab a rope and get up on another thing, get unhooked, so that the guy behind you doesn't collide into you. And so it was tension. There was a lot of stress as you were going through this whole thing. And then throw in a couple of swinging bridges, and at the very end of the run, you had the opportunity to just, you're not hooked to anything. They tell you to grab a rope and jump off this deck. And they called it rappelling. I was kind of looking for a wall to hold on to. I mean, they just said, get a hold of the rope and jump. And so that's kind of how you got off of it. But so my heart rate was really moving through the entire process, but it was great. I would do it again, I think. Still, like I say, I loved the zipping. I wasn't real crazy about the stopping. That gave a new challenge to it. Have you ever ziplined, Bob?
I have not.
Yeah. I one of these things, you know, I had an opportunity to do that a couple of times before. Didn't take advantage of it for one reason or another, but decided that was absolutely what I was going to do this time. Glad I did, and it was great, and I lived through it, and I'm here talking about it.
Right.
And then we also took in Skagway, we took a raft trip, which was really great. Again, it was a small group of us that did that day, so we were able to go with our guides. There was only the four of us gals that I went with, and our guide in a boat, and then another small boat that accompanied us. So with the boats not being any heavier than that, we were able to go down an arm of the river, the Turski River, which they hadn't been able to get into because there wasn't enough water in it. Eagles everywhere. A whole flock of new baby eagles. Just incredible. Every place you looked, there were two or three or four eagles.
I'm told they're almost a pest up there.
They are. It boggles the mind when you think that they've been an endangered species in the United States, and I'm not sure whether they're still on the list or not, but they're not endangered, trust me. I mean, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. I think we must have spotted close to 100 just in that little stretch of the river that we were in. But it's absolutely beautiful. The weather, I understand, we lucked out. We only actually had a little bit of rain in Ketchikan one day, and it wasn't enough to really bother you. I mean, it sprinkled a little, and we had the umbrellas up maybe once or twice. But the rest of the day was just great. So life on board a ship, oh, my gosh, so different. Let's take a little break, and we'll wrap up when we come back.
All righty. Thank you very much, Trish, who's in for Carl today. This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Properties by Meriden agent Mary McCurdy. Our goal to help all of our clients with their real estate needs and find their dream home. Passionate about working with our clients from start to finish, check out her website at marymccurdy.com to see her exclusive listings or give her a call at 949-1550. That's Mary, MacCurdy.com.
Take a little time, a little time to think things over. Better read between the lines.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just gray houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before. Help you combine your home and auto insurance.
State Farm can do that? That means I can do anything on radio. Like consume the rare and often poisonous pufferfish.
Uh-oh. I can't feel my face.
Please, ma'am. All I'm saying is State Farm helps life go right by helping combine your home and auto because they can.
I'm fine. Just a little paralysis.
State Farm. Here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Call agent Zach Bay at 221-3224 or visit his website at zachbay.com.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
719 KCNR, 1460 Free Fire Radio, brought to you by Home Helpers in Care Service. More than in-home health care agency, they're an extended family. When family can't be there, locally owned, trusted provider of quality, compassionate in-home care. With customized home care solutions to your unique situation for an affordable solution that keeps your loved one where they're happiest at home. Now, back to Trish Clark.
And welcome. This is Trish Clark, and it is Wednesday morning. I invite you to join us here. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. If you'd like to jump into the conversation, we've been talking just a little bit about my cruise to Alaska, which was a highlight for me. It's the first time I've ever been on a cruise, and I want to give a little bit of a shout out to the gal that set the cruise up for us, Linda Worrell from Travel by Linda. give her a little plug because she just did a great job of setting up our excursions. And I think the key to taking these trips that has been for me, the help that I get from people who know what they're doing, and I think we always want to look to those professionals when we want to take a trip like this. Life aboard a ship is certainly totally different. They knock themselves out with we had this great cabin boy or steward who was just, I mean, he was there every time we turned around. I'm not sure. I think he lived in our hall because every time we needed something, he was just right there to take care of whatever issue you had and make sure we had plenty of champagne in the room and ice. And he just, it was just a really good experience, lots of fun. And lots to do on board a ship. They've got movies and pools and restaurants and bars around every corner, and they do a good job. So this was the Princess Lines. I'm sure they're all equally, or maybe not, but that was my experience. And anybody else got anything to share on that, give me a call. That'd be great. But when you do this, Bob, you're thinking about taking your boat up, aren't you?
Yes, we have a somewhat smaller craft. It doesn't hold 3,000 or 6,000 or whatever. It holds two.
Yeah.
The ideal boat, in my opinion, will transport six, cocktails for four, and sleep two.
I think that's a good plan. I think, well, you know, this one of the things we did on the final day when we were at sea, as we did a tour of the galley on this huge vessel, and that's pretty impressive, and I'm not sure I've got all of the figures accurately, but there was like about 3,500 people on the boat, probably a crew of about 1,200, and they're feeding pretty much 24/7 on this cruise, and it's a huge, huge big galley.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely miles of stainless steel that was the cleanest, most spotless place I've ever seen in my life.
Yep, and the entertainment, of course, is going on. A lot of local dancers here did some time on cruise ships.
Oh, I think so, because then they were from all of... Well, a couple of things I was really impressed with. Most of the staff were from varying countries all over the world. But no broken English to speak of. They mm-hmm. all spoke very good English. They were all very polite. They were all very professional. As I indicate, we had our steward, our cabin steward, John, our head waiters. We had a seating time. We had the definite seating time at 5:30 every evening at our table with Jose and Raphael, who, I mean, they really go out of their way to make you feel, you know, important, and you order a bottle of wine for the week, and they pour you a glass when you sit down, and then at the end of the meal, that bottle disappears, and the next time you sit down, that magically appears in front of you again, and I mean, it's the little touches that go really, I mean, it makes it a really good experience.
Huh, well, if I were to, of course, my last experience on a boat with that many people on it also involved airplanes and long trips.
A whole different deal.
And the cuisine was not quite so high-minded as you know, you stood in line for a long time for chow.
Yeah.
And sometimes you actually recognized what was on your metal tray.
No, I can't say enough about how I loved a couple of things about the food. The choices. Every night, I mean, they had a few main things that were pretty much their regulars that were on the agenda, you know, shrimp cocktail, so a few things like that. But more importantly, each night they had some specialty dishes and a whole variety of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers and salads and soups, but the portions were good. They didn't mm-hmm. overwhelm you. I don't like to feel like, oh my gosh, I don't like to waste food. You might want to try a little something. So the portions were good. You could have seven portions. You could have as much as you wanted of anything or as many of the you know, choices as you wanted. But you didn't feel overwhelmed by a huge salad and a huge bowl of soup. And just very nicely done, I have to say.
Sounds like one of those once-in-a-lifetime things.
Absolutely.
Carl and Linda, I know, thoroughly enjoyed their, and I believe this was also a princess boat, over to England and Ireland and Normandy and all that. They spent a week over there a couple of years ago.
Yes.
And that was a big celebration. And haven't done... Like I said, my boat is going to be somewhat smaller, and I just, you know, I'd be more of the windjammer type, you know, go on something with sails. Now that would be an interesting trip.
Yeah. Well, I gotta say, we've talked about the cruise with other people I travel with, and everybody's kind of the jury was out as to whether that was going to be my cup of tea. I think the week was good. I don't see myself on a 2 or 3 week cruise. There was a lot of downtime as far as I was concerned about. I think longer than that would perhaps be, and I don't know, other people say, oh no, they love it. There's so much of the world I still haven't seen that I don't think I would do that particular cruise again, but I might do another one, and who knows, never say never, but good experience. If you're thinking about it and you haven't done that, I would invite you to do it. And it wasn't all that expensive. I was amazed at the fact that it was one of the cheaper
economy of scale.
I think so. But
you didn't feel like you were down in a metal dungeon or
absolutely
anything.
Not. We had a balcony. We had what we call a mini suite. Of course, there was four of us ladies in this on ship. And if you've been on a ship, you know even the mini suite is. You're excusing
combat
yourself a lot of times. But the four of us, we just kind of milled around, and we had a balcony. So you had open air all the time. Mm-hmm. And in fact, we slept every night with the door open, because it was nice with the big comforters. And mm-hmm. So it was cool and very, very, very pleasant experience. And amazingly enough, all four of us were able to, one day we came home from two excursions, and within an hour and a half, had all of us, you know, showered and heads done and hair and makeup and out for a formal evening for dinner. And that's pretty good for four women in one room.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad it was a good experience.
Yeah,
for
it,
you.
Was, yeah. It was.
You
it was
need,
a lot
you
of
need
fun.
A little break from the past year for someone of conservative mindset has been a challenge.
It has, and that was part of the great thing is we didn't even turn on the TV for like a week. And didn't pay any attention, and so that was a great mind relief. You're absolutely right. It's back to the grind now, and looking at, God, the polls are changing a little bit. I'm glad to see that. It's encouraging to know that perhaps the election is not totally over, as the press has been trying to lead us to believe. And
if Mr. Trump can simply quit shooting himself in the foot,
and the problem is, you know, they're now spreading the new story about you know, the Pope and Trump being on the boat, and the Pope drops his beanie into the water, and they're going to, you know, try to go out and get it, and Trump says, no, 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 wait a minute, I'll go and get it, and he just walks right out across the water, and he picks up the beanie, and he brings it back and gets it on the boat, and of course, the press doesn't know what the heck to do with this, and so the next day, they're trying to figure out how to report this story, and sure enough, the headlines come out, and it says, Trump can't swim. So, I mean, I think this is an indication of it doesn't really matter what he does or how he does it or what he says or how he says it, it is not going to be reported well. It's going to be conjured up to make him look bad.
Yeah,
so,
it's been...
I think he's been doing a great... When I've watched the last evening and the night before, when I kind of tried to catch up a little bit, looks like to me he's been doing some pretty good stuff.
Well, I have observed that if the spin that NPR radio likes to put on things could be harnessed for energy consumption, we'll never need to burn another drop of oil ever.
Absolutely true.
You can, of course, go to exotic places without having to board a ship. Coming up this weekend, Chass Library Foundation presenting its seventh event featuring a different country, A Taste of Cuba. That is happening Saturday, 10 to 6, Saturday, September 10th, 6 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Live Cuban music by the Cat Pat Karch Band, who will apparently be channeling Ricky Ricardo. There'll be salsa dancing, cigar rolling, vintage 50s cars on displays, silent auction, a wine grab, live auction, and a dinner being prepared by Chef Benito Gutierrez with Premier Catering. Lots of great stuff. The whole point of the exercise here to transform the power of the community through the power of libraries. Our public libraries remain the most visited venue in Shasta County. 2 million annual visits to the Redding, Anderson, and Burney Libraries. So that's Taste of Cuba this Saturday, September the 10th, at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Be sure to show up. It always sells out, so show up and support them. 7:30 straight down, KCNR 1460.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today, or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
7:33, KCNR, 1460, the home of Community Talk Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents to take a basic CCW course. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. And Trish, I only play this song for one reason, and that means we have a special visitor.
Fred, we are joined at this point in the show from Barry Weiswasser from the Asphalt Cowboys. Good morning, Barry, and we're talking about the 64th Annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue.
Yep, it's coming up this Sunday, September 11th, and I have to say I wasn't there at the first one.
I was going to ask you. Yep. Sego Mazzini probably was, though.
Oh, I'm sure. Boy, there's a thing I've not heard for a while. I know, but I can't think.
I can't see the yellow shirt and not think of Seago.
Absolutely. Yeah. Quite a guy. But it's the usual fare. We'll have fresh cooked tri-tip and chicken, cowboy beans, coleslaw, garlic bread. If you drive through, which of course it is the world's largest drive through.
Yeah.
We serve about 4,000 people through the drive through in 7 hours. So
you have never seen a more efficient operation than that drive through.
It goes smoothly. I've been told 10 minutes. You know? And even if the cars are backed up to
I've been in it a couple of times, and it's incredible.
And in the park, we will have our we'll have a booth for ice cream, sodas, beer, and wine. We'll have, of course, the walkthrough to go through and get your food and then sit under the big... You can sit out in the sun, or you can sit under the canopy and have a nice dinner. We'll have a live auction going on, and like I said before, we don't have an Alaskan cruise. However, Silverthorn Resort has donated a houseboat for 5 days and four nights on Shasta Lake, and you can come in and bid on that. The proceeds of that will go towards our law enforcement scholarship fund.
Wow.
So, which we're really proud of. You know, we give young people, well, not even young people, you know, whoever's going into the law enforcement field, we have some scholarships for them. But, and we'll have a DJ doing some music, and so it'll be a great day. Except for me, I have to be there at 5 to start the fires, along with my tri-tip crew.
Yeah, and that early morning stuff is not, I'm not a big fan of this early morning stuff. I kind of like...
Well, you don't have to wake up too early to come to the barbecue. We start serving at 11 and go till 6 in the evening. It's opening football, so you can come in and pick up your dinners, and you don't have to cook. So that's pretty awesome.
Well, perfect. Yeah, you're right. Opening weekend of football season, you can come in and get the dinners and take them home and enjoy the football games all day long. That'd be marvelous. And
I am going to break in because we have a special phone guest to pick it up. Johnny T, speak.
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, some of my favorite people on there. My sailor buddy. Hey, sailor, good morning, Barry.
Good morning,
Trish,
sailor.
My neighbor and favorite conservative lady, and Bobby Belongi.
Well,
just
there you go.
Say good morning.
Morning,
and
JT.
I predicted you guys are going to hit that 5,000 mark this year. I think you sold a lot of tickets. And the weather's going to be great. And,
well, that's just
we're
through the drive-through.
Make a record.
Yeah, our highest, I believe, it was over 7,000 dinners served. So I'm looking for another one of those.
There you go.
Oh, I misunderstood. I thought your record was at 5. You guys have done over 7. Wow.
Yeah.
Nope. Well, this could be the week to improve that because the weather's just going to be really great. I think opening football season, that's great. I mean, my menu's planned.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. There's a lot of people that aren't going to be, they're not planning on cooking. That's going to be great. Of course, we're going to be down there. You'll see me in the meat slicing section.
You got it.
Right over your shoulder.
Wielding a knife safely, I might add.
Yeah.
I think you've done a couple of these before, haven't you, JT?
Oh, yeah.
You betcha. I've been going down there and doing my little part there with our Sons of Italy group because we've partnered with the Asphalt Cowboys all these years. We try and help them out with the pancake breakfast and during the barbecue. We'll have some of our members down there. And, of course, when we do our Paisano days that we've done over the years, we couldn't do it without the Cowboys helping us out with some of their material, their chairs and tables. We just couldn't do it. So it's a great partnership, and we'll keep doing it.
I agree. A bunch of you guys come down and help us out cooking, slicing, serving, the whole bit.
That's what we're going to do. Listen, speaking to the Sons of Italy, I'm going to put a little verb here because I want to get an Asphalt Cowboys butchie team. Trish, I need to get you aboard. We're going to be down at South City Park this year. We're putting the final touches on 4 brand new butchie courts. I want to see the Asphalt Cowboy butchie team down there. But that's after we get the barbecue done.
So there you go. Looking forward to that.
And I'll bring that up today at the meeting.
And
that would be great. I've got an app. Go ahead, Trish.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say I've got applications with your name on it. I actually stopped by a couple weeks ago and drop one off for Carl because I heard that he was interested on having the radio team.
KCNR radio team. Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And, so anyways, we're going to have a great event this Saturday. We're looking forward to seeing you down there. And you can tell Trish our sailor story offline there. That's my story.
Okay. That's an old one.
And one last thing, Trish, I love that Trump can't swim story. That's great.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, thanks
all right,
for calling in.
All right, good luck, you guys. I'll see you all around.
All right.
See you Sunday, JT.
Can you think of anything more Americana, a better way to celebrate September 11th than to do something that is so American?
Boy, you know, I hadn't thought about that, but that's true. What a great day to do exactly what this is, what America really is about. The cooperation. Certainly our community is apple pie and mothers and
tri-tip.
And tri-tip. but you know, I mean, it really, that's what America is about. That's what we need to get back to and stop worrying about all of this nonsense that we're spending so much time being politically correct and walking on eggshells and worrying about things that have absolutely nothing to do with the way Americans live. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's gotten in the way of a lot, and we need to just get beyond it and get back to doing this kind of stuff. I mean, the Sons of Italy, the Asphalt Cowboys, all of everybody working together in the community and 7,000 people coming out to have lunch at the same place, that's incredible in a community.
It is. It really is, you know. And there's only 38 people in the Asphalt Cowboys, although, you know, you look around and all you see is yellow shirts at times.
I know. Yeah.
But if it wasn't for guys like folks in the Sons of Italy, the Exchange Club, the Rodeo, Reading Rodeo Association, we have so many volunteers help us out in these events, like our big breakfast. We have over 100 volunteers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if it wasn't for our volunteers, there's no way we could put on an event like this. So our heartfelt thanks goes out to all these organizations that give us a hand on these. And there are other organizations I haven't named, but... But it
and we do these things, and our businesses get involved, and they donate things for your auction and help with the food products. And I know, I've been doing these things through Seroptimist and the Senior Center and just all of, I've been involved in so many organizations over the years. And I don't know what you do in a community if you're not part of that volunteer group.
Oh, absolutely.
They're missing so much if they're not involved, because it's great fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, all of these events are just, they're just too fun to be involved in and come out and enjoy. And it just is exactly what America is about. It's why I love living in Shasta County.
I agree 100%.
Yeah.
I grew up in Detroit, and somehow it wasn't like that.
I grew up in Twin Falls, Idaho, and it was like that.
It was
a nice, you know, small community where everybody pitched in and got together. And you know what? Government helped you and was kind of in the background doing the things that government should do and is supposed to do. I mean, my great saying was always that government was never created to be all things to all people, nor should it be. And we need to get back to community stuff like this where the government doesn't have anything to do with it. Get out of our way and let us make a great community.
You got it.
So let's talk again about the 64th annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue this Sunday at Lake Redding Park, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. We got a live auction going on from 1 to 3. Tri-tip chicken salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and coffee. Can't ask for anything better.
If you see a cowboy walking around before Sunday, you can get tickets from them for $7. Otherwise, they're $8 at the gate. You get about $15 worth of food. So come on down and enjoy the party.
All right, now cozy up to your phone, but do not dial until I tell you to, because if you jump the starting gun, I will ignore you. Because first, I need to tell you about Wellgate Sports Club as we come up on 7:44. To say that Wellgate has changed my life is an understatement and possibly too easy to say. But Trish, you may have noticed that I have shed.
Yes, you have.
As of yesterday, a total of about 30 pounds has come off this frame, and it is due in a great deal to the excellent folks down at Wellgate Sports Club. And my wife has now signed up, and she's in the Aqua Personal Training Program with Kathleen Cowling, because Wellgate has a unique saltwater pool facility that is the only one in Northern California. Kathleen Kelling, a certified professional water coach. She does one-on-one or small group training. The aqua training program in that salt pool, the buoyancy means that you don't get the joint wear. You end up with increased range of motion, flexibility, and much less inflammation from your exercise. You can get 12, 24, or 36 session packages. Exceptional every day is what you'll find at Wellgate Sports Club. They believe self-care is the best health care. 768-1205. 768-1205. Okay, you've been patient. You've been waiting. I am holding in my hand, right here looking at them too, tickets to the 64th Annual Community Barbecue and Auction put on by the Asphalt Cowboys down at Lake Redding Park. Dial now and get those tickets, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Hey, hun, guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-off, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com in the Palos Cedros Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
It's buzzing with bees in Palo Cedro for the 36th annual Honey Bee Festival next weekend in Palo Cedro at Bishop Quinn Catholic Center. It's a family-friendly event featuring local entertainment, a vintage tractor parade, the American Honey Queen, local beekeepers, the famous live bee beard, a kids' fun center, face painting, pony rides, pancake breakfast will be held both mornings from 8 to 10:30 a.m., and tons of other family events. Over 90 vendors featuring food, arts, and crafts. Don't miss the Honey Bee Festival next weekend in Palo Cedro at the Bishop Quinn Catholic Center. For more information, go to PaloCedroHoneyBeeFestival.com or call 941-1558 for details. Don't miss the buzz. That's next weekend, September 10th and 11th. The family fun starts at 8 a.m.
A true rock and roll legend, Eddie Money live in concert. Friday, September 16th at 7:30 p.m. inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Come see Eddie Money perform his timeless hits such as Baby Hold On To Me. Two Tickets to Paradise. I Wanna Go Back and Take Me Home Tonight. Not only can he write, sing, and play, but he's a natural performer. Tickets for this sensational show start at just $20. Ask any concert goer, and they'll tell you that he retains his signature style and performs with passion. This will be a sellout event, so get your tickets now. Eddie Money.
Eddie Money.
Live in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center, September 16th. For tickets or to reserve a room in our luxurious hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will again be abuzz as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Feast. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, San Francisco Deli, The Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $8, day of the barbecue.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
About 10 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here on KCNR, 1460, Free Fire Radio.
gave away those tickets about 2.2 seconds after I called it. We will have more to give away in the next couple of days. We're going to spread the love a little bit. Meanwhile, this portion of the program brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Give them a call at 222-2750. Four Winds Jewelry, a remarkable jewelry shop. They have the only watch repair specialist here in Northern California. Great place to check out. Again, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading, a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back. This is Trish Clark. And no, it's not Thursday. It's just Wednesday. But we're just kind of trying to keep you on your toes with a holiday weekend thrown in and everything. We don't need to know what day of the week it is all week. We can all be confused. If you have something you'd like to share with us, give us a call at 605-4567 or jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com. And I'm joined now by a special guest, Jana Leard, who is the general manager and executive producer of the Cascade Theater.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jana. And you're going to tell us what's coming up but at the great venues that we have at the Cascade.
Oh, we're so excited. Yes, our season is actually just kicking off. So tomorrow we start with Sean Colvin and Steve Earle live at the Cascade Theater. Enjoy Magazine just did a beautiful write-up about them in their latest issues, so check that out. We have Big Head Todd and the Blues Show coming on September 22nd. That's going to be a great show. Do you guys, are you Blues fans?
Oh, big Blues fans.
Yeah.
That should be fun. This guy has quite a reputation in the blues world.
Yeah, we're excited. So that's going to be a great show. We have Riders in the Sky.
I'm looking forward to that one. It brings back such great memories.
Yeah, they're doing a salute to Roy Rogers this year.
That'd be great.
September 24th. Mm-hmm. So come check that one out. And then ending September, we have Chris Christopherson coming.
Got on tickets for
September
that
29th. Oh, great. Good. Yeah. I'm so glad you guys will be joining us.
Absolutely.
Bunch of stuff coming up I'm looking forward to, including the film festival.
Yes.
Oh, Frankenstein in fully restored glory with a complete party to go around it.
Wow.
Yeah,
we tried something a little different this year. We traditionally host the HD cinema series for the San Francisco Operas. But this year we tried to do something a little bit more diverse. So we decided to go back to our movie roots since we started off as a movie palace.
Theater,
yes.
Exactly, yeah.
And so this year we are offering classic films. We have Frankenstein, Singing in the Rain, and It's a Wonderful Life. And each show is a party. We have drink specials beforehand, live music, games, prizes, and then the movie starts.
And wow. I do believe one of the top movies of all time. You are doing Casablanca, right?
Actually, we have to hold off on that right now.
Oh, no. It was in the flyer.
Was in the flyer, and we got a notice that it actually had to be revoked. But we're waiting a little bit because there's a possibility we might get the license back. So
that
happens
awesome.
Sometimes
with
movies.
Yeah.
Oh,
yep.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, the public performance licensing is a very Byzantine world, having touched on it. But, oh, well. The others are of course, seeing Gene Kelly up there. That'd be
Singing in the Rain. Oh, yeah.
Singing in the Rain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I was looking forward to the Casablanca, too. But maybe it'll be fine.
It may come back. We don't know. Our executive director up north is working on that right now. But that happens sometimes in the license world.
But to see Karloff in fully restored glory would be awesome.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think we're so fortunate in this area that we've got this venue and the work that went into restoring the Cascade. It amazes me that I still once in a while talk to someone and they say, oh, so how is that? I haven't gone. And I go, I just can't believe that we're not partaking.
Oh,
and that everyone isn't going to every performance almost, because it's such an opportunity to see such great entertainment at such reasonable prices.
I was walking through that building during the whole rehab process, and it was like archaeology, uncovering, trying to restore as much of the murals as possible and undoing the damage that several years of compartment theater had done to the place, and just outright neglect. And seeing it as, once again, a palace of entertainment is just a joyful thing for Reading.
It absolutely is. It is. And I just encourage everybody, if you have not taken part in this venue or have friends or bring your teenage kids and everything, can really enjoy a lot of these presentations that are available.
And we really, you know, we really try hard when planning our season to have something for everybody. So we have a bit of country. We have a bit of rock. We have a bit of blues. We have family shows. We have dance shows. We have the Cirque Style it's an underwater bubble show coming. I mean, there's something for everybody.
Yeah,
so.
There is. And you make I think it's a matter of getting people attuned to knowing what is available. I constantly am running into people who say, well, you know, there's nothing to do. We don't have any culture, blah, blah, blah. And I go, you're just not paying attention because we've got a little bit of everything going on here with several theater venues and opportunities, you know, not only at the Cascade, but the Riverfront, the auditorium. Mm-hmm. It's just lots going on here if you're paying attention.
There is a lot going
Always on. Something to do. Always something to do. So the season is just kicking off and we're starting. How do they take advantage of let's talk a little bit about the membership.
Sure.
And how they can become involved in that.
So memberships are a really great way to get more involved at the theater. There's several perks involved with being a member as far as ticket exchange privileges and advanced ticket purchases when new shows are announced, which is always really, really nice.
Get the seat you want by just having that membership. Got a favorite place in the theater, the way to assure that you always get the same seats that you want is to have one of the memberships.
Exactly. Yeah, and memberships start at $50, so it's affordable. I mean, you can go with whatever level suits your budget, but $50 gets you advanced ticket purchases and exchange privileges. So it's a simple, and it's considered a donation to the theater.
There you go. And then you can be a part of making sure that great venue remains a part of our community.
Yes. And, you know, we're nonprofit, so we struggle just like everybody else. It was a venue created and restored by the community for the community. So we try really hard to stay as involved as we can and strong relationships with the community.
I went to the Cascade, of course, when I was like 7 or 8 years old, and my parents remember some of the great times there. Remember when the place was struggling, when it was fourplexed, but fortunately they came out of that like a phoenix from the ashes, because the building was literally months from the wrecking ball.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, yeah.
It was a very scary thing. And the city rallied around and said, no, we can't lose this landmark because it's such a beautiful, unique facility. And there it stands.
Yep. Well, and once again, as you indicated, it's the community doing something for itself. I have a tendency to always bring around trying to get people to think about making a difference in their own life and being responsible for what you have.
Mm-hmm.
And this is another perfect example of what a community can do without government in intervening and taking care of their every need. This community saw the need to restore this, and we've done that with private money and private donations and people being involved and caring about their community, and that's how we make things happen.
Exactly.
And the membership thing, I really encourage people to do that. It's just great because you get first notice of any new stuff that's coming. You get an email right in your home saying, look, this show is coming up, and your chance to purchase tickets is right now ahead of the rest of the world. And I have my favorite seats that I two rows, and I like the mezzanine.
Oh,
I like
that
atmosphere. And well, you can almost always bet I'm going to be right there in those seats. But you do that through membership.
Yep, that's right.
That's great.
Yeah,
so,
good.
I'm excited about. I'm really excited about the Chris Christopherson show. One of my favorites, and I think that a lot of people are unaware of how much music he has written.
Oh.
Darn near every hit from every country star in the last 40 years has been written by Chris Christopherson. I mean, I was amazed when I actually started looking at all the things he's written, mm-hmm. as well as what he performs.
Yes.
But he's a consummate entertainer, and I've seen him before. He's very, very worthwhile, and he's got a lot of good shows coming up for everybody's taste.
Yeah, well, good. Well, we also have auditions coming up this weekend for Tarzan, which is our in-house production. Auditions start at age 7 and go through adult. So if you're interested in auditioning for Tarzan, you can go online to cascadebackstage.org/auditions. And you can register online for your audition for Tarzan this weekend, this
Perfect.
Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Very good. All right. So lots coming up.
Very Very versatile venue there.
It absolutely is, and just something else great about our Shasta County community and all the things that are available. Thanks so much, Jana, for coming in and sharing with us. And
thank you.
Look forward to seeing you at the venue, and you're doing such a good job over there keeping us in this 21st century and just lots of things to keep us busy and entertained. Great. Thanks so much. So we're going to break here for some news, and we'll be right back with a special guest from EDC.
And KCNR, Shasta Ready.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. American employers advertise a record number of open jobs in the month of July.
The Labor Department says job openings jumped 4% to 5.87 million. That's slightly above the previous peak reached in April. The report muddies the employment outlook for the Federal Reserve, which meets in 2 weeks to consider whether to raise short-term interest rates for the first time this year. The big increase in open jobs suggests hiring will pick up in the coming months.
Fed's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The message runs counter to the government's jobs report that came out last Friday. It showed that employers pulled back on hiring in August. National Hurricane Center specialist John Cangiolosi says what was Hurricane Newton is now just a tropical storm, and it's heading toward Arizona and New Mexico sometime today.
The biggest concerns for the southwestern United States just being some heavy rainfall. 1 to 3 inches of rain is what's expected, but that could certainly cause some problems like flash flooding.
Forecasters say Newton's now has winds of about 70 miles an hour. He will continue to weaken as the storm moves over land. For the first time ever, a Muslim has been nominated to serve on the federal court for the District of Columbia. More on that from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
President Obama nominated Abid Qureshi to the U.S. District Court in the nation's capital. Qureshi is a partner in a prominent Washington law firm, and the White House says he's a Harvard Law School graduate. In a statement, the president said he's confident that Qureshi will serve the American people with integrity and a steadfast commitment to justice. It's unclear if the Republican-controlled Senate will consider the nomination. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A former Japanese prime minister says he has set up a special fund to help several hundred U.S. service personnel who took part in the relief operations following the 2011 tsunami. The Americans say they became sick from radiation when that tsunami set off the Fukushima nuclear disaster. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Here's something to feel good about from Centrum Silver. Vitamin D was discovered in the age of dancing, the roaring 20s. Right on cue, because vitamin D plays an essential role in supporting strong bones and muscles. And just as dance moves have evolved, so is the importance of vitamin D. That's why Centrum Silver upgraded to our highest level of vitamin D3 ever.
Hey, wanna dance?
Centrum Silver, something to definitely feel good about. Check Sunday's newspaper for Centrum coupons.
Back in Washington after their summer break, House Republicans are renewing their investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails.
House Oversight Committee Chairman Jason Chaffetz telling the Salem Radio Network this is not about to go away.
This is potentially one of the largest breaches of security in the history of the State Department. So we're not letting go on this. We're going to get to the truth. We've got to make sure that this classified information isn't able to walk out the door.
Chaffetz has asked a federal prosecutor to determine what, if any, role Clinton and her associates may have played in the deletion of thousands of emails by a Colorado firm that oversaw her private server.
That is Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. One American astronaut and two Russian cosmonauts safely back on Earth.
The touchdown of the Soyuz TMA-20M spacecraft confirmed.
That's NASA commentator Mike Curry. NASA's Jeff Williams returns as the U.S. record holder for overall time in orbit. Breaking news at townhall.com. An umbrella group representing serious political and armed opposition factions has set out a plan for a political transition to end more than 5 years of war, but as correspondent Jeremy Bowen reports from the BBC, ending the conflict will be very hard.
What makes this war so complicated, so difficult, so intractable, is the fact that now we're in year six, and many countries, foreign powers, are involved, including all the major military powers of the world, and also within Syria, there are a multitude of different factions, many of whom want different things. And what makes it more complicated is that there's a big overlap between different groups. I would be very skeptical about documents, however detailed, laying out possible future courses.
That's BBC's Jeremy Bowen. Stocks mostly lower in early trading on Wall Street. The Dow right now down about 33 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And welcome. This is Wednesday morning, not Thursday morning. Don't get confused. And it is Tricia Clark, and this is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump into our chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. 74 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 98, low of 65. Sunny and then hazy on Thursday again, 99. A low of 65 on Friday, looking for a high of 102 and a low of about 65. And then again on Sunday, it'll start to cool down after Saturday being 102. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. It's locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Real quickly, we have a couple of things going on. First of all, we want to hear from Terry, who has an announcement to make. Terry, you're live on KCNR 1460.
Yeah, thank you, Bob. Hi, Trish.
Good morning, Terry.
We do have people in the studio, so, you know.
I'm going to hurry. Tomorrow, Thursday, at Shasta County's Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street, Peter Constant will be speaking on the pension issue that we have, the unfunded liabilities. Very important that people go. That's 6 p.m. tomorrow at the Shasta County Veterans Hall at 1605 Yuba Street. That's one thing. The other thing is, yesterday I had made mention that the Reading Police Department was the seventh highest paid in the United States. Well, your boss, Bob, Carl Bott, did the research for us, and he and I talked yesterday. Reading isn't the seventh highest paid. It's the fifth highest paid in the United States of America. And I just want to say that one more time. The Reading Police Department is the fifth highest paid police department in the United States of America in a county that is one of the most depressed counties in the United States of America. How does that work?
Well, I'm sure that would be
a fact. That's Carl's fact. The other fact I'd like to bring up, if I may, yesterday Bob had made mention of Rockland. And basically, Roseville, that Roseville had a very paid the police chief about the same, little more. However, Roseville, and I know that because I've spoken at the Del Webb place there many times as far as for a town hall, the people there make four times the average income of the people in Reading. The people there make four times the average income of the people of Reading. To be a millionaire in that county and in that city is not a big deal. That's not apples to apples. And again, the fifth highest paid police department in the United States of America. Where's the press?
That'll be a topic for another show. Thanks, Terry.
I'll give you that info yesterday.
All right. Thanks, Terry. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you for your call. One more thing we want to take care of, and then we'll throw it to our guests. Grab your phone and dial up. I have two tickets for the Cascade Theaters show with Sean Colvin and Steve Earle. Steve Earle had a big string of hits, and Sean Colvin, a well-known name in those circles. Two tickets to go see Sean Colvin and Steve Earle. Call right now, KCNR 1460, 605-4567, and now I turn over the mic.
And that show is Thursday at 7:30, so that's tomorrow. So give us a call on that. All right, now we're getting into our 8 o'clock hour, and we welcome Hope Seth, from EDC and her two gentlemen from AdJoy, a new tech startup company that's at the Shasta Venture Hub, David and Ben. Welcome.
Yeah, we're excited to be here.
So, This is fun because the last time we spoke was my first acknowledgement of the Shasta Venture Hub. And we were talking off the air that we all think that whatever we're doing, everybody knows about it. And they don't. I mean, I'm always amazed to find out sometimes I'm doing something that no one else knows I'm doing. So tell us again about the Shasta Venture Hub.
Well, thank you for having us on this morning. And it's always a fun day when I get to come and talk to you guys. So the Shasta Venture Hub, you know, we just celebrated our one-year anniversary this last week, which was real exciting. The Shasta Venture Hub was created by the Shasta Economic Development Corporation, really as a way of bringing resources and connecting entrepreneurs to resources they need to start high-growth companies. So manufacturing companies, tech companies, innovative products, you know, those companies that are going to get started. How can we help them? And so that's what the Shasta Venture Hub does. We really connect mentoring, access to capital, workshops, training, and workspace. So AdJoy is one of the companies that recently moved in to the Shasta Venture Hub, and we are just so excited to have them there.
Okay, so gentlemen, tell us what AdJoy does.
Yeah, so we are a self-service advertising platform in video games. So businesses can come on to our website and place deals in video games, the published deals in video games. But by that, I mean like 20% off or even a free item. And we allow the game developers to create 100% native experiences in their games. So imagine like an enemy when you're playing the game or a character, you interact with that character in the game and they serve up a 20% off at, you know, Cicada restaurant or something like that.
Okay, now, boy, you have to really talk plain here because I'm not into games.
Sure.
So I'm your best audience on this. You're going to get me to understand what you're doing by the end of this show.
Okay.
And you've got, that's a challenge, sure, trust me.
We're up to the challenge, absolutely.
Okay. All right, so something to add to that? So how did you guys get started?
Yeah, so Ben and I, we've been working on some ideas together for...
Get into that,
Mike. Oh, yeah. Ben and I, we've been dreaming about building businesses together for a couple of years. We actually started off by working on a music website together. And we spent some time working on a music website called Charity Sound, where independent musicians could upload their music and then promote it in association with a nonprofit. And so we worked on that for a little while. And we started having some ideas around how we could integrate advertising into a music service. And then we kind of just stumbled upon the mobile game industry and realized that there was a lot of flaws in the advertising model in the mobile game industry that some of our ideas could fix. So that's why we...
Such as
banner ads. Have you ever seen those things?
That pop up all
they
the time you're trying to do things and it won't get out of your way. I know about that.
Yep. It's just destroying your experience on the internet. Yeah, so that's what's happening. Imagine a mobile game where what you're trying to do is, like, play, you know, you interact with the screen.
Okay.
You know, a banner ad that shows up, that's a completely annoying experience.
So you're getting away from the challenge of beating your opponent and having to figure out how to get rid of that thing that gets right in the middle of what I'm trying to read all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And the problem is that these games are trying to make money, right?
Sure.
Your game is for free, so they have to advertise or they have to have in-game purchases and things like that. So what we decided to do is go out and validate. So we built a game. We built a Flappy Bird clone. I don't know if you're familiar with Flappy Bird. But it's just a simple game where you click the screen and you make this bird fly.
Okay.
We made a game called Piggy Banks, and it was a flying piggy bank. And the purpose is to pop balloons as you're flying and collecting coins. So every once in a while in our game, every 15 or so balloons, there would be a branded balloon with a local business. So we had Papa John's, we had Dutch Bros, and Dutch Bros gave away a free small drink in our game. And so every once in a while, you'd see your Dutch Bros balloon, and when you pop it, you would receive a free drink in the digital wallet.
Okay. So you're doing well. I'm understanding what's happening.
Okay,
here.
Good.
It ended up holding up the lines at Dutch Bros. So
Wow,
it did so well. They called and said, "Hey, guys, like we need to stop that."
Oh, great! See, that's wonderful. how incredible. Now, see, I hadn't even thought about that because I know my grandkids do the gaming thing.
Yep.
And whenever they mess with my iPad or my iPhone, it's got all kinds of new apps that I have. What is all this stuff that I've got on my device here? But
yeah. Well, now you'll be able to play those and win some awesome coupons.
Well, there you go. Great. So we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come right back. Bob, are you going to take us out with a way to pay the bill?
I certainly shall have with the mention of our good friends at Alliance Heating and Air. They did put in my AC system a couple of years ago, and it has been working just fine. Well, that's the sort of stuff that Alliance Heating and Air does. They have served the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all makes and models of heating and cooling systems, warranties, guarantees, and service 7 days a week and 24 hours a day. Alliance Heating and Air, call 221-2642. That's 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org.
Outright with some football tailgate fun at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Element. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on any of our 18 screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, prizes, a spin for $100 or nothing, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Grub on our stadium snack menu, half off until end of halftime. For details, log on to windriver.com. Football is better at the river. Play our $100,000 pro football promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly picks, prior week's results, and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500. Plus weekly drawings. Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. Earn bonus plays every day. Win $100,000. For official rules and details, log on to WinRiver.com. Football is better at the river.
On Saturday, September 10th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 10th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Redding Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Treasure, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap
it. 818 on KCNR, 1460, the home of community talk radio. Portion of the program brought to you by Shasta Gas and Propane. Weather, as you hear it, is brought to you by the folks who are customers, a warm friend, and it's cool to be a customer. Locally owned and operated, they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793 Shasta Gas Propane.
And it is 74 degrees in downtown Reading, and it's Bob just indicated that's brought to you by Chesta Gas Propane. We're joined here, and we're having a great discussion, and I'm in a learning mode. These young gentlemen are trying to educate me about this gaming business that they've got, and so I keep trying to tell them that they need to talk at a level that I can understand, and then and so they're going like, wow, okay. But David and Ben are doing a good job because I've got it now. I mean, I'm following what they're doing. So tell us how, okay, you get this idea. For the person out there that's got an idea, how do you go about springing that? How do you go about getting that to a place where you're ready to go and start a business doing it?
Sure. So earlier I talked about validation. By that I mean we went out and we had a proof of concept. We had to prove that somebody wanted our product, right? That somebody would use it and somebody would download it and everything. So we went out and made a game, and like I said, and so we did prove the concept. We gave 33,000 coupons over a month's time, and we had 11.4% distribution rate of that.
And so how did you do that? Did you walk through coffee shops and hand them out? Or?
Sure. So what we did was we advertised on YouTube. We worked with Paul over at Papa John's. We had box toppers on his boxes, just a flyer, you know, to go download piggy banks. And we handed out flyers at the local, you know, colleges and things like that. So we were able to prove the concept. And so then moving forward, we needed to recruit, right? Because neither one of us, we just went and hired somebody, you know, overseas to build our first product. Neither one of us are technologists. So what we did is we went and found Eric Kasking, who is our CTO. He's our chief technology officer.
Oh, okay.
And so we've been trying to recruit him for about 4 years, and we finally did. He's a big game lover, gamer, him and his wife. So they loved the concept. And then we went and we needed somebody with experience in the game world. So we recruited Mark Soderwall, who's our chief of product. And he has over 28 years in the gaming industry. He's worked at EA, Electronic Arts, LucasArts. He worked on all the Battlefront games for Star Wars. So he's kind of a big wig. He's, you know, did a keynote speaking at some of the gamer conferences. So,
where did you get the money to do this?
So this was all on an equity basis. So basically you're partnering with you're finding a co-founder, right?
Okay.
So we said, hey, if you want to be a part of this journey with us, we'll give you a piece of the business, and so you're a partner. And so after we recruited, we then have to go find the money, right?
Exactly.
Like so I have to give a shout out to Hope and the EDC. They've been so helpful for us, just even like through, we've been at this for about 3 years, and you know, and they've been such a great resource for us to help us find money and to get us plugged in, and not only money, but all sorts of things. But they connected us with the Shasta Angels, and Matthew Wilson over there.
I'm going Shasta Angels.
Yeah.
I'm a big believer in angels. I think I have one, but I didn't know there was actually a group out there called Shasta Angels.
Yeah, so the Shasta Angels was actually created a couple years ago, and angel investors are those who will invest in really early stage companies that may or may not have any revenue yet. So they see the potential, they see the opportunity, and most of the time those angels are local businessmen and women who have done well in the community, and they want to see new ventures started in the community. And so they'll come together. And right now, I believe there's between 18 and 20 investors here locally who come together. They meet once a month. They hear pitches such as AdJoy's, and then they decide to do due diligence and do a little bit of research and decide whether or not they want to invest in that company.
So, like our very own Shark Tanks.
Did it feel like Shark Tank to you guys?
A little nicer.
not quite as sharp teeth, maybe. Yeah. But,
and isn't that the name of the show that they do on
Shark?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
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 And then our angel investment group is actually connected to a larger network of lots of these communities have angel groups. So a company can come receive some funding here locally, but then go pitch to an angel investment group, you know, 100 miles, 200 miles away.
Okay.
To build up additional. So I'll let them keep telling their story. But
okay, thank you, Steph, or Hope, for telling. That's All this great information coming out. And I'm sure that I'm not the only one learning as we're going through this. That's the great thing about this show. We reach so many people that are finding something they didn't know today. So go on with your story.
Yeah, so we're first-time entrepreneurs. So actually, it's really important to say that Hope, you know, she had invited us to do the pitch breakfast. And so that was huge for us because, you know, we're learning how to do these things right at the same time. So we were able to pitch there two or three times, I think two, and refine our pitch, you know, before we were able to go to Shasta Angels and pitch. And then, you know, Dave did a great job when we actually did the pitch. So we were able to raise a chunk of money with them and start moving into the hub. And so we're building our business. We just launched our website, adjoy.co, not .com, but .co. And we're launching our core product. We're going into Sacramento, Portland, and LA is our next markets. So
fantastic. So tell us about physically what happens, you know, when you move into the Venture Hub.
Yeah.
Okay. What is that?
We're trying to find desks and chairs.
Find desks and chairs.
So is it like a large warehouse building? Is it separate little offices?
I think we need to
get my tour yet.
I was going to say, I think we need to get you down for a tour.
I must do that.
We have a ping pong table.
So the Shasta Venture Hub is, for those listeners who remember the old Germac facility that was then Lorelei's. And
yes.
Morpheus Lighting at one point, Caltrans most recently, and then we have moved in. We have 15,000 square feet out of about 45 or 60.
Okay.
And we have it broken up into, you know, we had to rough it up. They had crystal chandeliers and two-story mirrors, and we're like, that is not going to work for our startup culture. So we had to take all that out, take up the carpet, put in, you know, kind of just polish the concrete, and just make it feels like you're in Silicon Valley. It does. It has a very modern feel to it. That's kind of what we wanted. We wanted people to come in and feel like they were on the forefront of something new and exciting in this area.
Great.
And there's a co-working space, so members can join monthly. They don't have to be an entrepreneur. They can actually, we have a lot of telecommuters, people who work for companies in the Bay Area or outside the area, but they just need a second office. So they'll come in and it's just a room full of desks that they can come in, find a space to work, use the conference rooms, and have really fast Wi-Fi. So that's one part. But the other part is our incubator. And our incubator is really set up for companies like Adjoy who they're getting started. They may have some early funding or they may still be in a development stage. But they come in and our goal is to get around them and to really help accelerate the growth. So they're not kind of out doing their own thing, trying to figure out it on their own, but there's a community around them, and then we try to help see where they're at, what are their goals, where are their connecting points, and get them connected to those resources.
Yeah, I just don't think that the average citizen in Shasta County has any idea that this is going on, because this is something to be really positive and hopeful about. That we're building businesses, we're creating jobs. I mean, you guys are going to expand, and you're going to need more people working for you as this takes off. And what are these great, well-kept secrets?
I'm going to tell you when we come back at the next segment how people can come and see exactly some of the exciting companies like Adjoy that we have going on here.
And how many businesses do you have now in the incubator side of it?
Yeah, we have eight now. We are almost full. We have a couple offices left, but it's really and we have about 16 co-working members. So in a year, it's good to see the places filling up, and there's just a lot
great
of energy.
Great success.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good. So now you've got your money and you've got that started and you're in there and you just launched your website, you said.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So what happens now?
What happens now?
So now we're going to market, and that's Dave's job.
No.
It's both of our jobs. But, Dave's the chief relationship officer. He's the guy going after the brands and helping us get in games. Mm-hmm. So.
So really, we're focused on advertising for really three different types of businesses. So businesses that are within the like coffee and specialty drinks world, businesses that are restaurants and anything pertaining to food, so food brands, and then entertainment type companies. So think of like water parks and theme parks and bowling alleys and things like that, right?
Okay.
So really, a business that is going to have a really added benefit from being able to engage with someone in a fun way and give them a really cool, fun offer. So those are the types of businesses that we're going after, and we have kind of a couple different approaches of how we're doing that. So we are talking to a lot of these large, you know, corporations and franchises that have large restaurant chains and big brands and those types of things. But then we also really are passionate about infiltrating that local market and seeing that coffee shop that only has one location be able to advertise on our platform, because our platform is really a powerful place for them to be able to reach new customers, and that's something that they always need. So we have definitely like several different approaches that we're doing to go about getting those people in the local market as well. But on our website, they're able to just sign in and sign up for a profile. And on that, we have what's called a self-service advertising portal, where they can just log in to our portal and create offers themselves and be able to distribute those offers into our games.
Okay, so we're going to be back in just a minute. We're going to take a break, and then we'll come back and continue on with this enlightening conversation.
8:30 on KCNR 1460, and this portion of the program brought to you by Budget Blinds, a huge selection, highest quality, the most fashionable window coverings. They can customize any window coverings within your budget. Now, if you're just overwhelmed by all the possibilities when it comes to dealing with your windows, they can come out, take a look at your situation in your house, and look at the numbers and come up with a great solution for you. Jerry's goal for customers at Budget Blinds is that when he walks out of your house, it's nicer than when he walked in, and the customer actually gets what you want. Budget Blinds, 226-9027, or visit them at budgetblinds.com. Back with more Free Fire Radio.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Remember your past by celebrating it today. The Reading Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Celebrate with beautiful dancers, powerful drummers, and the history of our people and land. Proudly sponsored by Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Reading Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Brought to you by this station and other great sponsors. For information, call 225-8979 extension 1111 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com.
Tri-Counties Bank presents World Class. While volunteering overseas, the Hollies needed cash quick to help their daughter's family close the deal on a great home buying opportunity that was about to go south. The Hollies reached across the globe to Tri-Counties Bank senior banker Kylie McDonald for her world-class expertise. Kylie mapped out options and called the Hollies with a plan to get cash from a new home equity line of credit on their own house to help their daughter with her new house. Kylie's team jetted through the approval process, leaving no detail behind, and the Hollies had the funds just in time to close the new home deal for their daughter's family. Now that's service without borders. Home equity lines of credit, home mortgage loans, world-class response. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
This Next Sunday, Lake Redding Park will again be abuzz as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Feast. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, San Francisco Deli, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $8, day of the barbecue.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
834, KCNR, 1460. This portion of the program brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, 4463 Athens Avenue in Redding. Man's Last Stronghold. Check them out down there. 244-9478. Proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio, Cypress Square Barbershop.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump into our chat room and take advantage of listening to us at KCNR1460.com. Or if you've got a question that you'd like to ask either the people from AdJoy or Hope Seth from the EDC Corporation, give us a call at 605-4567. We're sharing some great information here this morning about a new tech startup company that's at the Shasta Venture Hub out at the old Germack building. And I think that pretty much everybody in town knows where that was, and the Lorelei and all those people that were out for so many years. And so we're just talking about how these new businesses get started, and they're giving us the path to success. And I'm learning all kinds of things because I'm fascinated by the angels in our community. I just didn't know about that. I don't think a lot of people do. I know that there's been some other times when our businesses have stepped forward and helped make things happen. But to actually have a group like that, I think that's fascinating. So go on with your story. Tell us where we're going from here now.
Yeah, so right now we're shifting. I was just telling Hope, we're shifting focus to going out and getting the game. So it's really, with advertising, obviously you need a huge user base to advertise to. Right?
So you have a variety of games. Sure. Then you just can't concentrate on one.
Right. Yeah. And they're just a clarification. Their initial game to prove the concept, they created on their own.
Right.
They created that own game. But their strategy is not just to keep creating their own games.
You're more interested in the advertising portion of getting a way to sell other people's games and make them profitable.
Yeah, exactly. The big business is to be working with, you know, the games that have, like, the Angry Birds and, like, mid to high level, you know, because there's 51%, over 51% of Americans play video games, of smartphone owners play video games on their phones.
I know. So.
It's
everywhere you go.
Yeah. especially with, like, Pokemon Go. And
if you have kids, it goes up to, like, 80%.
I know. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't know this, but the average age is a 35-year-old that plays video games. And most people think it's, like, the younger, you know, generations. But it's a mid-range. So, and they go all the way up, you know, 50-year-olds, you know, plus. So it's a huge market. And we're excited. We're meeting with games. We're meeting with people that can get us in front of game developers, game studios that have huge titles. One is we're excited about. We're meeting with the guys that made Subway Surfers next week. So that's a huge title. It has over 1 billion installs.
So this is kind of like the chicken and the egg. Do you have your advertisers up front when you go to pitch to these games, or?
That's a good question. Yeah. So what we really view is it's kind of a leverage game, right? So you know, we'll tell the advertisers we're talking to this person, and then when that closes, we've closed this, you know, and vice versa, right? So and really it comes down to whoever has the most users will go and get the brands. So they're excited to reach those local.
Well, because any of your big company, you're talking about the big Pepsi-Cola, Coca-Cola, large chain restaurants, anything like that, if they can, they want to be advertising where the most users are for whatever game that is. So that's incredible. I always like positive things and making things happen, and this is an exciting story.
Yeah, it is.
What great job you've got to work with these people, all these great minds, and you know, I think we don't we've been in a kind of morose, and everybody is kind of down, and the world is awful, and this is, we get so involved in this political stuff that happens around us. We need to focus more often on the positive things that are happening in our community.
Yeah, I really think we need to focus on those who are doing something and figure out how do we support the ones that are doing it. I mean, the real heroes here in the story are them. I mean, they have been with it. They have stuck with it. I've watched them have one idea that then morphed to another idea, and when their first idea didn't look like it was really gonna be the thing that they pursue, I saw how they didn't see that as a failure. They didn't see that as, oh gosh, maybe I should just now quit my, go back to working in, restaurants or something. They kept with it. And I feel like that's what it takes for entrepreneurs. It takes that persistence. It takes staying with it. They work all hours. The Shasta Venture Hub's open 24 hours, and there's a reason. It's because it's no 8 to 5 for them. They're working all hours. They're working on the weekends. They're putting in far more than their 40 hours a week to get it launched. And they're the ones, that we need to be looking at and saying, how do we support them? How do we support the ones who are doing something?
And so true, because we tend always to focus on that segment of the population who has that you owe me something kind of mentality. And yeah, they're out there and they're in our face, but there's this other side that we need to just stop paying attention to the do-nothings and help these young people, entrepreneurs, and that, from a government point of view, that's where they should be focusing. How can we help you be successful? Instead of throwing roadblocks up about everything that you want to do and make it more difficult, our government officials ought to be involved in these kind of things. And how can we make these things successful? How can we make it easier for you to take care of yourself and not depend on the taxpayer to do it?
That's right.
And so these are perfect examples. I mean, it's very uplifting to listen, because they're out there. It isn't like there's only two of them and 80,000 of the others. There's more than two of you, and there's a bunch of kids out there, young people, even, middle-aged people, who are trying and doing it on their own and making a career and not depending on government to take care of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Another story like Adjoy was a company called Limelight Health. They started out with a healthcare app or health quoting for insurance. And they started out building this app, and they ended up getting connected to the second at Covered California, who then came on to their team, became like their CEO. They have a CEO. They now have 50 employees in the last couple years. They have an office in San Francisco. They have an office right here in Reading. They're growing the company.
I was a happy employee.
You were one. You were actually one of the employees. And they encouraged. So Ben was working for them, helping them get launched. And then they turned around and said, you have this vision. You have this venture you want to do. We're going to support you. We're not going to try to, keep you. We're going to support you. And then they launched. They've been a huge support of Ben.
See, this is just incredible. Now, we had a gentleman on, and I've forgotten, and I may not use it. The tip. One of the issues, certainly from my point of view, I live in a little pocket down in Anderson where it's not connected to the world. I mean, I have to go out in my driveway and do this with my cell phone to send a text a lot of days. And, I mean, I'm in the city of Anderson, and it's very... but there's talk about burying the broadband, the what have you. How important is that to this area to make it really click?
Yeah, I really think broadband's a lot like the highway infrastructure. I mean, if you think back to when roads, the connectivity, it's connectivity, and that is what the economy is what drives the economy, especially nowadays in the world. So I think it's actually very important. You even said, I mean, if you can't get online, you can't do email, and you can't communicate, then you almost become like an island.
Well, and
all
I think
the rest of the world is connected, right? How do you compete in an economy? How do you actually, without
That's the world we live in. And even, and I certainly my age is a whole lot different than your age. But, I mean, I learned really quickly that, if I want to continue to communicate with my grandkids, and with the community around me, I need to be able to learn how to do all of these things, and so I've got bells and whistles that I don't even know what they're called, but I know how to use them, except that the whole thing with the internet and all that is really it's very frustrating when you can't get out. You can't do that. So bringing that internet connection and the ability for everybody to have high-speed internet and do faxes and scan and do all of those things that, you know, make our world function quickly. We have to do that now quickly. but it's great communication.
Well, something interesting on that. So Mark Zuckerberg, who founded Facebook, which is kind of a big thing on the internet.
Yes, it is.
One of his main missions right now is to provide internet everywhere in the world.
Just on just on Bardic Road in Anderson, it'd be great.
but it's because he knows that in these third world countries and these developing nations, that if they can just get access to information, because we're living in an information age where knowledge is power. And wealth and money, all that, it's going to follow good ideas, and it's going to follow the knowledge. And so giving people access to information and to be able to expand their knowledge and what they know how to do is truly what causes prosperity to happen. And so that's just as true as that is in Africa. It's the same here in Redding, California.
Well, it is. And if you think about the fact that, I mean, okay, so we're this, we talk about third world countries and what have you, and yet we have whole areas right here in the North State, Trinity County. Throw your cell phone away because it's not going to do you one bit of good all the time you're over there. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just, there's no, if you're in Weaverville, I mean, when I'm out and around and then you go drive into Weaverville and your phone starts going crazy because you haven't communicated anyplace else. That is rampant around the North State. You've got dark. So bringing that broadband through here is really important at this point.
Absolutely.
To all of these things we're trying to do. And we're going to take a break and then we'll be back.
Pardon me, 8:45, this portion of the program is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, your place for great coffee and more at Espresso Joe's. They serve up caramel, macchiato, and every other coffee you can imagine. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in California, proudly serving the very best in your tobacco needs. T&B, where veterans always get discounts.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
A true rock and roll legend, Eddie Money live in concert. Friday, September 16th at 7:30 p.m. inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Come see Eddie Money perform his timeless hits such as Baby Hold On To Me, Two Tickets to Paradise, I Wanna Go Back, and Take Me Home Tonight. Not only can he write, sing, and play, but he's a natural performer. Tickets for this sensational show start at just $20. Ask any concert goer, and they'll tell you that he retains his signature style and performs with passion. This will be a sellout event, so get your tickets now. Eddie Money.
Eddie Money.
Live in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center, September 16th. For tickets or to reserve a room in our luxurious hotel, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. Must be 21. To attend. Concerts are better at the river.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Start your week out right with some football tailgate fun at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Element. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on any of our 18 screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, prizes, a spin for $100 or nothing, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Grub on our stadium snack menu, half off until end of halftime. For details, log on to windriver.com. Football is better at the river.
$100,000 pro football promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly picks, prior week's results, and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500.
Plus weekly drawings.
Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. Earn bonus plays every day.
Win $100,000.
For official rules and details, log on to WinRiver.com. Football is better at the River.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460.
11 minutes in front of 9 o'clock, KCNR, 1460. This portion of the program brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane, our firearms dealer of choice. When it comes to selecting that new long gun or pistol, having their gunsmith work done, or buying ammo. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222.
Okay, so welcome back. And we are visiting this morning with Hope Seth from the EDC Corporation and David and Ben from the AdJoy Tech Startup Company. And we've been learning a lot about all the things that are happening with the, how to start up a business and everything. Got a couple things we want to focus on here now, and that is we have a couple of events coming up that, the community needs to know about.
Yeah, we do. So first one I want to mention is Startup Weekend. And Startup Weekend is a 54-hour marathon to launch your startup. So, for instance, someone may have an idea like an AdJoy. They may have an idea for an app or a company, and they haven't really done anything with it. It's just they've been holding on to it. Well, Startup Weekend is where they can come. They get to pitch their idea. If their idea is chosen, then they actually get to assemble a team for that weekend to help build out their concept, see how far they can get in a weekend. And then we have our local angel investors that are there as judges. We have mentors over the weekend that are there helping them. We have experts in marketing, experts in product development, experts in tech. Like maybe they have an idea, but they don't know, well, who builds it? Well, we have experts in tech that join those teams. So it's a lot of fun. It's a great way of getting your idea and starting it. And I wanted to have Ben share a little bit because his first idea actually came out of a Startup Weekend.
Yeah, so when I moved here, I actually just applied for a Startup Weekend at Google's for Entrepreneurs. And so I had Charity Sound, our first startup, on my heart, you know, and I went and pitched it, and we formed a team. And it was just an amazing experience that really kicked off, you know, this whole journey that I've been on that landed on AdJoy, you know, now. And so it's been an experience that I really, if you have an idea, if you have any inkling of business or technology, you should come to this event because it's going to be really good. You'll learn a lot.
And that's coming up when?
So that's going to be October 21st through the 23rd. And we are still working on getting all of the promotional. They can go to Facebook, Reading Startup Weekend, or they can also follow us on startupreading.com, and we'll have information there about the Startup Weekend as well. So,
okay,
very exciting. And you don't have to have an idea. You may just want to come and be a part of a team.
And you're just come and watch and see what's, yeah.
We go through the process and just see what it's like. So, yeah, we'd love to invite people to come.
Okay, and then the other one, the Game Changers?
Yeah, so Game Changers is actually coming up in just a couple weeks. I can't believe it. 2 weeks from this Friday, September 23rd. And Game Changers is really a showcase to the community of the startups and technology and innovative companies that we have right here in Shasta County right now. And so we'll have 20 companies on display. It's a catered lunch, a little bit like a State of the City. Catered lunch. We'll have some presentations from our angel investors, some of the companies that they've invested in. We have Salesforce. I don't know if you've heard of Salesforce, but Salesforce.com, one of their directors is actually going to come and do our keynote. It's just going to be a great – we're going to raffle off one of the kayaks that are made right here. It's a real innovative kayak with a pontoon system so that you can dive, fish, paddle. And they're a startup right here in Shasta County. Well, we're going to be raffling off one of their kayaks as well. So it's going to be a great time. If people want more information, they can go to ShastaGameChangers.com. for tickets and more information.
You know, and I know that we've got some people in the chat room this morning, and they were kind of wondering, so how does all of this play into you? I mean, you got a couple of kids pitching an idea here, and how does that play into all of the problems that we've got in Shasta County and the city of Redding and all that? And I'm going to explain just a little bit about that whole process. We tend to focus on throwing solutions and throwing money at a problem. And I'm a firm believer in the way to solve a lot of the lifestyle problems that we've got in our community is going at it in the other direction. If we can create jobs and create incentives for the young people in this community to get involved, make a difference in their own life, build businesses, create jobs, that is going to help that economy. It's going to get those people that think there is nothing to look forward in life because perhaps their family has always been on welfare and their family has always done that. There are choices you can make to make your life better. And these people are showing us you can make a difference in your own life and you don't need government to do it for you.
That's right. And, you know, a lot of times I feel like we approach things with an either or mentality. Well, it's black and white. It's this or that. And we don't see that it actually can be both and. Yeah. We actually can work on some solutions for what has happened in the past and looking over our shoulder and trying to fix some things. But we also need to. It's both and. We also can be focused towards what are we creating and inventing for tomorrow.
To make changes in that lifestyle that we're not happy with.
Redding was once famously described as a wide spot in the road, a hellhole where people stop to get gas on their way to Oregon or Seattle or Los Angeles. And that's a perception. It's like the Market Watch report that Lissus is a miserable place to live. I don't care what the reality is. That is the perception, and that's what needs to be altered.
Absolutely. And as far as what government can do for us, they can get out of our way, make things nice and help us. How can I make you successful? How can I, as a government agency, pave that path for you to be successful and create jobs that are going to solve some of those problems? Yeah, we got a homeless problem in Shasta County. Absolutely no question about it. We have a high unemployment rate. We have all those things. But let's do something positive to start instead of just complain about it and figure out a way to keep enabling their behavior by throwing all this free stuff at them. Let's give them an opportunity to have a job at one of these startup companies.
Absolutely.
Learn a new trade. I can't tell you. I'm inspired listening to you guys. And we've got to portray to the community that there is another way to go about this.
There are
good things.
The most important thing is to create entry-level jobs for our community. And that's what we really want to see happen. We could create hundreds of entry-level sales jobs at Adjoint, you know, and that's what we want to see happen.
And that's what we see with CloudWise Academy. So CloudWise Academy is a tech, accelerated tech skill training so that they just graduated 25 students who had never done technology before, and in 6 weeks they built a website. They're moving on to advanced development. They're starting iPhone app development. I mean, these are people in the community who go, I see an opportunity, I want to be a part of that. And so CloudWise, I believe, is going to be filling a really important gap in getting those tech skills into the hands of everyday people right here in Shasta County.
So, and that's exactly right. We can't continue to count on the things that, I mean, we still lament, and it's been 20-some years, the loss of the mill jobs in Shasta County, that working middle-class area. We have to create something new to replace that. The mills are not opening back up.
Yeah.
We can't go back to doing things the way we used to do them. But we can create new opportunities, get our kids that are graduating from high school a reason to continue to live in Shasta County instead
Absolutely.
Of going off someplace else. And this is the perfect opportunity to do that.
Definitely.
I mean, there's so many opportunities. We need to just get it out to everybody that there is a better way. No, you don't have to just get in the welfare line and continue to do what the rest of your family's done for all these years. You can make a difference, and you can do it different. We need to get that world into the high schools and into the colleges, and this is perfect.
Yeah.
So we've got this Game Changers coming up.
September 23rd, ShastaGameChangers.com.
And that's going to be at the
Civic Auditorium.
Civic Auditorium. I think that's going to be exciting and focus again. I think the more we can do to get this in front of people and let them know that these things are available, can't do anything, you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I want to thank all of you for coming this morning. Gosh, I just get invigorated when I talk about this, and I'm going to go home and get in my driveway and not be able to send a text and figure out a way to make that darn broadband at least extend down there.
Come see us at the Shasta Venture Hub, and we'll get you connected.
All right. We'll I've got to come out and have a tour. And I want to invite everybody. I've enjoyed this morning. You don't usually do Wednesdays. Carl will be back tomorrow morning, and Carl and I will be here and talk about all of those depressing political things that have been happening over the last couple of weeks that I haven't been here, and we'll get into all of that and how we can make a difference, because the bottom line is we do have to deal with the elections, and we have to deal with creating maybe something to change a little bit of the direction we're going. I don't know. I can't think we can continue this much longer without sliding off the end in this political world we're in, but invigorated to see this new blood and things coming in our community where we can make a difference in our own community, and that's where it's kind of, we can't continue to depend on government to make all those changes. So thanks so much for joining us this morning, and I'm going to come out and get a tour from you soon. I think I'm going to try and attend that Game Changers luncheon. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's, and you know, there has to be things to do besides complain about what's going on to take some positive forward-looking action.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so much positive going on in this community. We've sampled that in the last 2 hours, all the positive things going on in this community. And we need to join with those people and have a smile on our face and figure out a way to make this better, not just continue to complain about it. So thanks for joining us. It's been a great morning, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.
I will see you tomorrow, Trish. And you're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Back down, gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me
this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The spotlight is on national security as Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton participate separately in NBC's Commander-in-Chief Forum tonight. Ahead of that event, Trump is calling for a big hike in defense spending. Clinton has released a list of 95 retired military leaders who endorse her. Trump released his list yesterday. And both of the candidates have been getting intelligence briefings.
In our effort to try to make sure that there's no political influence on the briefings, the candidate briefing team does not coordinate with the White House, and only career intelligence officers give the briefings, not political appointees like me.
National Intelligence Director James Clapper. The Pentagon chief is putting Russia on notice.
We will counter attempts to undermine our collective security and will not ignore attempts to interfere with our democratic processes.
Defense Secretary Carter speaking this morning at the University of Oxford. Well, the third